Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show all across the Civic Media Radio Network right here in Wisconsin. Maggie's out today. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm guest hosting along with my wonderful co-host as always, Angela Lang. And we are going to be joined momentarily by Representative Robin Vining. Delighted to have her on the screen with us. And you, if you're listening, can join the conversation anytime by phone or by text. The number for both is 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842, or as we like to say around the office here, 855-75-CIVIC, because we're on the Civic Media Radio Network. So, Representative Vining, welcome back to Maggie Dawn Show. I know you were on with Maggie about 10 days ago, and I appreciate you making time for us again.
I'm so happy to be back. Thanks so much.
So, for our listeners who didn't hear that interview that you did with Maggie, why don't we just start with the most basic question, you know, why are you running for the Wisconsin State Senate?
Yep. So after 15 years of fighting, after marching around the Capitol in 2011, and then fighting for the last 15 years for the things that we believe in, we finally have a chance to win. And our chance to win, the path to the majority, runs right through the 5th Senate District. So I'm in there ready to fight for the 5th Senate District so that we can flip the legislature and fully fund our public schools and work on address child care and affordable health care and mental health care and our gun violence crisis and climate action. Like these issues, affordable housing, these are all issues that we want to address. We've been stuck for the last 15 years, unable to win. And now we finally have the chance to win. So I'm super excited about that.
I can imagine the excitement because I know I've been in the Capitol when I was at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and I know Angela has with Block, and just know how things were so stymied there and how the Republican leadership actually was not only blocking everything, they were rude about blocking everything and just dismissive of not only what Democrats wanted, but what a vast majority of Wisconsinites want. Because what the Republican leadership is doing in the state capitol is not the work of mom and pop Republicans around the state. They're working for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. They're working for Diane Hendricks, and they're working for Dick and Elizabeth Elon. Those are the people they work for, not everyday Republicans who are, you know, maybe fiscally conservative and socially liberal. They're working for the billionaires here, the billionaire class, as Bernie puts it, and the huge corporations that get their way through Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. You know, Representative Vining, you mentioned the 2011 Act 10, and I heard you talking with Maggie about this was the moment that politicized you. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that? Because I've always said that Scott Walker was a great organizer of us on the pro-democracy side.
Yeah, I was happy to flip his old assembly seat.
there you go.
2011 is the time that so many of us realize how intimately state government affects our lives. It affected the lives of my family, my kids, and I think there was no other choice but to get involved. So yeah.
I was a college student at that time, and that I literally gave a presentation today or yesterday, and it's my running joke. That is the moment that radicalized me. So shout out Scott Walker for radicalizing me and making me the organizer I am, because I had been doing a lot of nonpartisan work before then. And then I was like, all right, I see the path here. And I think, as you said, Matt, like that was a really big organizing moment for a lot of us too. So we got that in common.
And Representative Vining, I got to know you when I was at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and you were the chief sponsor in the state assembly on a bill for fair maps. Talk about the importance of fair maps.
Well, people deserve representation, right? Your government is supposed to work for the people. It is the people's house, and the government should work for the people. But when the maps are rigged, when elected officials are choosing their voters instead of voters choosing their elected officials, our democracy is not functioning as it should. And, I ran in 2018. I was the first to flip. We were the first to flip a seat on that Republican gerrymander. And we won out of 34,000 votes. We won by 138 votes. So we barely won. And I often say candidates don't beat gerrymandering, communities do. The effort that went into people being able to have their voice heard in Madison was massive for us to be able to win that seat. And that was because we were on rigged maps. So of course, as soon as I got to Madison, I wanted to be involved in making the maps more fair and fighting for fair maps. So one of the first things I did as soon as I got there.
Before we get to the fair maps that we're now operating under, I wanted to follow up on your ability to flip a very purple, was kind of reddish purple district there in 2018. How do you appeal to people, or how did you appeal? How do you continue to appeal to people across the political divide?
So we and have, I already have a follow-up, just so you know.
I would say it was a red seat in 2018. I don't know that I would even call it purple. We just saw a mathematical opportunity. So at the time we were assessing that seat, I think we generally thought, if I can remember off the top of my head, I think it was about a 3.7 favoring the Republicans. So about a plus 3.7 for the Republicans. But we thought we had about a 6-point enthusiasm swing for the Democrats that year, which meant we had a chance. And so we knew it was gonna be hard. It may be impossible, but we thought we had a chance that we had to go for. So, I think it was a red seat that we flipped. But it had been, originally gerrymandered about 10 points red. We were watching it shift, and we thought it got into the range where we thought we could maybe pull it off.
And I love that. And I think that, you know, we talk about it all the time, like how close elections are in Wisconsin, especially in the assembly side. And you mentioned it yourself, but also like the statewide side. And so I have seen this trend for many, many years of we almost need to sacrifice some progressive values if we need to win, or we're going to throw communities under the bus, or we're going to do tough on crime ads because we think that we need to have a particular message. Can you speak about if you agree with that sentiment, and if people feel that they need to sacrifice their values because the landscape in Wisconsin is very, very close, a lot of times less than 1%.
Thank you for that question. Progressive ideas are popular. Progressive ideas are popular. People want fully funded schools. They want affordable healthcare. They want to end gun violence. They care that we address the childcare crisis. They want affordable housing and clean air and clean water. Progressive ideas are popular. We should not be afraid to tap into the values that got us elected in the first place, or not tap into, stick with them, because progressive ideas are popular.
Great answer. I see so myself because I see, I get very frustrated just like personally from seeing a lot of candidates that are, I literally had a campaign manager for an undisclosed statewide seat that said, we just need to get them elected and we can be progressive later. And this was at the expense of the Black community and some tough on crime things, like ads that they felt that they had to do. So it's very encouraging and very, there are folks that are thinking about statewide races, including governor, kind of take that advice to heart too. Well,
and I'll add something to that. I think the most important thing to be as a candidate is authentic. And yes, if you are not yourself, people will figure that out. And they are electing, you know, people say all the time, people who vote for all different parties, they say all the time that they vote for people, not parties. And so it is really important to be authentically yourself. Tell the truth. Who are you? What do you believe? And that matters to people. So I've tried to live by that.
It's appreciated, you know, and noted.
You're running against Rob Hutton, who holds the seat. I assume he's running for re-election. We don't know, right?
We don't know. I don't assume. I always want to respect his choice and his family's discussion on that. So I don't assume, but sure.
This is a possibility to flip this district, and Representative Jenna Jacobson's got a race against State Senator Howard Markline over in the Richland Center area. And if you're successful, you'll be able to change who runs the state Senate. And we've been waiting a long time for that change. So a lot of us have been holding our breath here, and we're
no hoping, pressure.
We hope you succeed, and also that the Democrats are able to flip the assembly and also hold on to the governor's seat. So it's a big wish list, but what could happen if those things come true?
Well, public schools are at the heart of our communities, and I think they should be at the heart of our state budget. So I want to see a proposal that puts our public schools at the heart of the state budget. That's not a partisan issue. That's a constitutional right in Wisconsin. So there's my starting point. I want to see affordable health care and affordable quality health care across the entire state of Wisconsin. I want us to address the mental health crisis that we are in all corners of the state. I want to make sure that we are funding mental health in K-12 the way that we need to be. I want to look at childcare as early childhood education. We should look at the education of a child from birth through college or the trades or whatever the next stage is. We need to look at that at education from birth forward. That's early childhood education. We need to address gun violence. We know what to do. It's not a mystery. We know what to do. We need to pass universal background checks. We need to pass red flag laws. We know these things. And we need to work on climate action. So we need to address, I personally am looking forward to addressing the climate change or climate's effect on public health as the climate the effect on public health, and then really in looking at racial disparities and how that's affecting people, and in particular, like kids in our area, how like we know that asthma rates are much higher in MPS than they are around the country. It's almost three times, like about 2.5 times the national rate, the asthma rate in MPS. So, you know, public health is affected by climate change. We see the disparate effects amongst racial disparities. And so we have a lot of work to do. We know housing is already unaffordable, which really brings us back to public school funding. If it's already unaffordable, you don't want a school referendum driving up your cost of living. So we have a lot of work to do. So I am really excited to get to it.
I appreciate how clear you are. You're like, we're going to do this, or these are the values. This is what we need. And not only is it very clear and concise, it's things, and I just said this in the last segment, it's just like things that shouldn't be controversial, things that aren't deemed as radical. Who doesn't want clean air and clean water? Who doesn't want quality public schools, right? Like those should be basic fundamental values. And I agree, bringing it back to my previous question, that shouldn't even be seen as like a lefty, progressive, radical thing. These are general things that are popular across the state.
Yeah, yeah. And fair maps.
So
of course. You need a reason. Process that we can rely on, that we know is going to be fair to the Wisconsin people in the next round.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, there are fairer maps than there were under the Walker rigged maps of 2011 and 2021. And what effect is that going to have on your ability to capture the seat?
Oh, you mean like this map? Well, this more fair map is about, it's about a 51-49. We have like a 1 to 2 point advantage on this map. So it's a tight race, means we need to work hard.
So you have a good shot at it. I hope you'll stay with us after the break, because I've got a couple more questions for you, and I'm sure Angela does too. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild. Angela Lang is co-hosting with me. We got Representative State Rep Robin Vining, who's running for the state Senate, and she'll be with us right after this quick break.